Hi, my name is Elise, and you're listening to Chatterbox Island English Podcast. Welcome back to Chatterbox Island English Podcast. I'm your host, Elise. If you're new to this podcast, hello and welcome. This is an all-English podcast, but we don't talk about grammar rules or vocabulary like other English learning podcasts. Instead, we just talk about some easy and everyday topics. I usually put all the keywords of each episode down in the description, so feel free to check them out if you want to. I hope you'll find this show interesting, and be sure to subscribe if you enjoy the content. So in the last episode, we talked about the origin of cancel culture on the internet, its consequences, and if it is a good thing or a bad thing. If you haven't listened to that episode, you can check it out after this one. And if you want to listen to any previous episodes of this podcast, you can click on any platform that you're listening to right now. For today's episode, we're gonna talk about New Year's resolutions. By the time you're listening to this episode, it will most likely be the end of 2020 or even the beginning of 2021. And honestly, 2020 is such a fever dream for most of us. It seems so long and yet so short at the same time. Hopefully in 2021, things will get better, or at least get back to normal. Anyway, we're gonna talk about New Year's resolutions in today's episode, or more specifically, how to follow through with your New Year's resolutions. I know not everyone has the habit of making New Year's resolutions, myself included, but I think New Year's resolutions can be something more casual and not so serious or broad. So for example, your New Year's resolutions can be to read more books, to watch more classic movies, or to cut back on shopping or buying new stuff. The thing is, it doesn't have to be something so broad and serious like becoming a better person or changing your lifestyle completely. Of course, if that's what you want to achieve, go ahead as well. Whatever it is, the point is to start and to follow through. So here are some tips on how to set up and follow through with your New Year's resolutions. Number one, make attainable and specific goals. This is so important because many people just make New Year's resolutions without considering how to achieve them. You can set up some goals and break them down into small projects or challenges that you can keep track on. This can help you think about how realistic your resolutions are and if it is something that is achievable. So let's say your goal is to read more in 2021. That can be the general goal, right? But you have to think about how to approach it. For example, how many books do you want to read? What kind of books are you interested in? Maybe set a number or a genre of books and start from there. The second one is to make plans on how to achieve your goals. Like I mentioned before, you have to think about the ways you can approach them. So analyze your resolutions and come up with different plans to follow through. In the example of reading more, setting a goal number is a start. It can be 5 books, 10 books, 12, or even 20 books. Set a goal that is realistic to you and then think about how you want to go about it. Maybe make a list of books you want to read, or think about when exactly you're going to read every day or every week. Maybe it's 15 to 20 minutes every night before going to bed, or 1 hour on the weekends. Just be detailed and specific about your plans. That way it'll be easier for you to follow through. And the third one is write down why. It's easy to throw random wishes or goals out there. But to keep up with your resolutions, you have to be clear on why you're doing this. It's the motivation and reasons for your New Year's resolutions. So it's always good to write them down and remind yourself from time to time. Even if your goals are small and not that serious, there must be a reason why you want to achieve it in 2021. The fourth one is find a way to track and share your progress. This is another way to be more motivated about your goals. So again, I'm taking the example of reading more. Maybe you can make a checklist of books you're planning on reading, and once you finish one up, you can check the box next to the checklist. Something about tracking the progress physically is really satisfying. Also, I'm sure there are apps for tracking habits or accomplishments. At least I know there's an app called Goodreads, and it's like a social media for reading. You can check out what your friends are reading, and you can add books that you want to read on your book list. Also, once you finish a part of the book that you are reading, you can type in the page number and it will show like how much of the book that you have already finished. I think this is one way for you to track your progress and make you more motivated to complete the challenge or your goals. Or you can just share your progress on social media or other similar online communities that share the same goal. So that way you won't feel alone or lose track of your own progress. And having an audience to share with can also be motivating, and it can somehow hold you accountable for your commitment. The last one is to reward yourself. But don't just reward yourself at the end of the year if you have achieved all of your goals. Break down your goals into several segments, parts, or projects. And once you've reached a benchmark, find a way to reward yourself. That way you can stay motivated and satisfied throughout the whole process. So these are the 5 tips to follow through with your New Year's resolutions. I guess it all comes down to consistency. It's easy to start doing something, but it's very hard to keep up with it. And that's why you need to make specific plans and take little baby steps day by day. Just remember that this is a year-round goal, so be patient and stay consistent. You can't and you don't have to achieve it overnight. Did you have any New Year's resolutions before? How did it go? For me, I have never had any actual plans or goals for the new year, but I think I'll try to set some small goals or projects in 2021. What about you? Do you have any plans for the new year? Feel free to share them down in the YouTube comment section, Apple Podcast review section, or even our Facebook fan page. And that's all for today's Chatterbox Island English podcast. If you enjoy this episode, you can subscribe to our show on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, KKBOX, and SoundOn. You can also find our shows on YouTube and go on our website, that's www.eisland.com.tw for more information. I'm your host, Elise, and I'll talk to you soon in the next episode. Bye!